And now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Daisy Vibes Only with your speaker, Savia. Okay, so today we have one of our special episodes lined up where we led the team of the day to take complete control over the episode, shaping and changing the segments as it pleases. Why? Well, because today here in Italy it's Father's Day and it's also Saint Joseph's Day. And Saint Joseph is considered the symbol of the father figure, caring, hardworking, understanding and able to raise the Son of God. So let's dedicate this time to celebrate the bonds and love that fathers bring into our lives. And Bollywood? Well, it takes the concept of fatherhood to a whole new level. From protective dads to unconventional father figures, today we are going to explore the different shades of fatherhood in Bollywood. And trust me, it's not just about strict fathers and rebellious sons. Bollywood has given us some of the most emotional, powerful, and even flawed portrayals of dads. So, if you have a heartwarming relationship with your father, or even a complicated one, there's surely a Bollywood story for you. So whether you're celebrating with your dad today, missing him, or simply reflecting on those fatherly figures in your life, this episode is for you. Without wasting any more time, let's get started. Bollywood has always had strong father figures, but how they are portrayed has changed a lot over the years. Starting from 1950s to 80s, back in the day, Bollywood dads were often shown as strict, traditional family pillars. Think about the actor Amish Puri in DDLJ with his famous line, "Ja Simran Ja Jile Apni Zindagi," which means "Go Simran and live your life." It was a turning point, not just in the movie, but for Bollywood fathers in general. It showed a dad who, despite his strictness, ultimately cared about his daughter's happiness. And then, from the 90s to the 2000s, we started seeing more emotional and protective fathers. Think of Anupam Kher, also in the film DDLJ, where he was more of a friend to his son, or Amitabh Bachchan in the movie K3G, playing a father whose love was hidden under layers of pride and tradition. And fast forward to today, Bollywood dads have evolved with these writers because they're more relatable, emotional, and supportive. Like Irfan Khan in the movie Angrezi Medium, who would go to any lengths for his daughter's education. Or Pankaj Tripathi in the movie Gunjan Saxena, where he played the perfect example of a father who believed in his daughter's dreams, even when society didn't. As you can see, fatherhood in Bollywood has evolved so much over the years. If you think about classic Bollywood fathers, they were often shown as strict, almost distant figures. But where there was father's approval, and it was everything for the daughters and their son, today we see deeper and more complex portrayals. Okay, now, let me present to you some movies to help you visualize four very different fathers in Bollywood and what they represent. And you can decide yourself which one you can understand better or you find more relatable from your perspective. Starting with the movie Animal from 2023, a film critic would say this one's a high-octane action film. But at its core, Animal is actually about a complicated father-son relationship. The movie follows a man who's shaped by his father's tough, almost ruthless nature. Imagine a father so intense, powerful, that his love comes with violence and emotional scars. As he navigates a world filled with crime and violence, we see how his father's presence, or absence, is both of a protector and a cause of deep trauma. Whether intentional or not, playing a major role in shaping who his son becomes. It's intense, emotional, and raises some deep questions about the impact of parenting. And then in 2015, we have the movie Piku, which is the complete opposite of Animal. It's a heartwarming and funny story about how a daughter and an eccentric aging father relate to each other. Piku, played by Deepika Padukone, is independent and ambitious. But her father, played by the legendary Amitabh Bachchan, constantly tests her patient with his obsession over his health, embodying a quirky yet endearing father whose dependence on his daughter challenges traditional roles. Moving further in the story, in fact, we can see that it takes us on a road trip where we see the ups and downs of their relationship. And as I said before, it beautifully showcases the reversal of responsibilities, emphasizing the nuances of caring for an elderly parent, showing how even though all the chaos, there's a whole lot of love. And then we have the movie Hi Nanna from 2023, and it narrates the story of Viraj, a single father navigating the challenges of raising his little daughter while dealing with personal and societal expectations. Viraj's character breaks conventional stereotypes by depicting a nurturing and emotionally expressive father. His relationship with his daughter is portrayed with depth and sensitivity, highlighting the evolving dynamics of modern-day parenting. And unlike Piku, an animal, here the father figure is portrayed not as someone who just provides or morbidly influences children's life, but as someone who nurtures, sacrifices, and loves unconditionally. And then, lastly, we have the movie Maharaja from 2023. This one's got an intriguing storyline, I must say. It follows a humble barber whose life takes a drastic turn after a personal loss, and he seeks justice. And we see the depth of his emotions and his sense of duty, not just as a man, but as a father. And it explores how paternal instincts can lead to extraordinary actions, reminding us that when it comes to protecting or standing up for the children, fathers can be unstoppable. So, four different movies, four completely different fathers. And yet, each of them teaches us something about the depth of parenting, love, sacrifice, and responsibility. From strict and authoritative to warm and nurturing, Bollywood really knows how to explore every shade of a father role in shaping a child's life. But I won't say more about these four movies, as they are streaming on Netflix and I don't want to take away the fun of watching them from you guys. Alright, so before we continue into our next segment, let's take a moment to appreciate a song that my dad very kindly suggested for today's episode, because apparently I'm letting him curate today's episode. He said that No Woman No Cry by Bob Marley is a must play. And honestly, who am I to argue with dad logic? So by special request, dad, this one's for you.
We
And that was Bob Marley with No Woman, No Cry. But now let's get back on track with our Body Scoop segment. To uncover some hidden facts about Bollywood industry. Okay, so Bollywood has always been a family affair, with generations passing down the legacy of filmmaking, acting and music. Some of the biggest stars today grew up watching their fathers work in the industry, learning from them and then carving out their own paths. Take actors Amitabh Bachchan and Abhishek Bachchan for example. While Amitabh remains one of the Bollywood's greatest legends, Abhishek has built his own career as an actor. Then there's Rishi Kapoor and Ranbir Kapoor, two actors from different eras, both redefining romance and intense storytelling in their own way. And of course, we can't forget Shah Rukh Khan and Aryan Khan. While the King Kong of Bollywood, Shah Rukh, dominates the big screen, Ayan is making a name for himself behind the camera as a director nowadays. But fatherhood in Bollywood isn't just about actors. Some of the most influential fathers in industry have shaped Bollywood from behind the scenes also. For example, David Dhawan. If you have ever laughed your heart out watching a comedy movie and want to experience the same in Bollywood, chances are David Dhawan will be behind those. Known for his larger-than-life masala entertainments, David ruled the 90s with films that reflected his signature style, that is, over-the-top humor, slapstick comedy, and colorful characters that became instant crowd favorites. His son Varun Dhawan clearly inherited his father's love for the big screen. While Varun has explored everything from intense role to emotional dramas, he always returns to his roots, full-on Bollywood entertainment. And when David and Varun teamed up for the movie Judwa 2, it was a nostalgic nod to the original, proving that Bollywood's comedy legacy is alive and thriving. Now, let's talk about a man whose words have defined Bollywood's soul, Javed Akhtar. He's not just a lyricist. He's a poet, a revolutionary thinker, and one half of Bollywood's most iconic screenwriting duo, Saleem Javed. Today, they gave us timeless classics that changed Bollywood forever with their gripping dialogues and unforgettable characters. However, Javed's influence didn't stop there. His children, Farhan Akhtar and Zoya Akhtar, have taken storytelling to new heights. Farhan, a filmmaker, actor and singer today, meanwhile his sister Zoya, has become one of India's most visionary directors, crafting masterpieces. It's safe to say that Javed's creativity legacy is in very capable hands. But if Bollywood had a Mount Rushmore of legendary writers, I would say Saleem Khan would be front and center. The duo revolutionized Bollywood with stories that blended action, emotion, and unforgettable dialogues. And these weren't just films, they were cultural landmarks. Still, Saleem Khan's legacy extends beyond writing, and his three sons Sohail, Arbaaz, and Salman Khan took over with their acting careers. But especially Salman Khan, nowadays, needs no introduction in the industry. In fact, becoming one of Bollywood's biggest superstars, Salman has carried forward the Khan family's impact on Indian cinema. But beyond fame, what's fascinating is how Salman's films still carry the essence of classic Bollywood storytelling, the kind of storytelling his father pioneered decades ago. And when we talk about Bollywood's golden melodies, we can't skip Rajesh Roshan. The man behind soulful hits has composed some of Bollywood's most iconic soundtracks. And what makes his music so special? Well, Rajesh blends timeless melodies with a fresh modern touch, something that generations of listeners have fallen in love with. His son Hrithik Roshan may be a superstar now, but his father's musical influence has been a defining part of his journey. Rajesh Roshan has composed music for most of Hrithik's film, and crafting soundtracks that match his son's dynamic screen presence made him the star that he is today. And even today, the Roshan duo continues to bring magic to Bollywood, proving that music and movies go hand in hand. And now, let's take a musical break with a proper Bollywood song that perfectly fits today's theme of fatherhood. Akele Hum Akele Tum. This song comes from the 1995 movie of the same name, starring Amir Khan and Manisha Koirala. It's an emotional track that beautifully captures the struggles of a single father raising his child alone. The title translates to I'm alone, you're alone, emphasizing the loneliness and hardship faced by both the father and the child after life pulls them apart. Sung by the legendary playback singer Udit Narayan and his son Aditya Narayan, making the song filled with raw emotions, marking it one of Bollywood's most touching father-child melodies. The words that you get to hear in chorus are Tu Mera Dil, Tu Meri Jaan, or I Love You Daddy, Tu Masoom, Tu Shaitan, but You Love Me Daddy. In other words, the father says, You're my heart, you're my life, followed by the little boy's reply, I love you, daddy. And then the father says, You are so innocent, but also naughty. And we can hear the child saying, But you love me, daddy. Cute, right? Even if you don't understand the lyrics, I think you'll definitely feel the emotions through the melody and powerful vocals. So sit back and let Akele Tum, Akele Hum take you on a heartfelt journey of love, sacrifice, and the unbreakable bond between a father and his child. तू मासूम तू शैतान
और इसी शरारत से
दिल जिगर में हूँ सबका
कहने को है यूं तो हजार कोई मगर तुझसा कहा अकेले हम अकेले तुम जो हम तुम संग है तो फिर क्या गम तू मेरा दिल तू मेरी जान
I love you daddy
तू मासूम तू शैतान फिर क्या गम तू मेरा दिल तू मेरी जान
oh, I love you, daddy.
तू मासूम तू शैतान
But you love me, daddy.
तू मेरा दिल तू मेरी जान
All right, that was Akele Tum, Akele Hum. And now let's wrap up the episode with our movie recommendation for our last segment, Light, Camera, Bollywood. Today, I've got something fresh for you. Be Happy. This film released on the 14th of March on Amazon Prime Video, so only last week. And it takes a heartfelt look at the complexities of fatherhood, exploring the emotions, highs and lows that come with raising a child. and I like the dramatic intensity or the lighthearted charm of the movies I mentioned before, Be Happy brings a unique mix of humor and deep emotions. Okay, so, in short, it follows the journey of a father who, despite his flaws and struggles, tries to build a meaningful connection with his daughter who has big dreams. I can say that the movie beautifully captures the essence of modern-day fatherhood, because it balances well responsibilities, personal dreams, and the unconditional love that binds a family together. With stellar performances by Abhishek Bachchan, Nora Fatehi, and the little Inayat Varma, and a story that that's both touching and inspiring, I think Be Happy is a must-watch if you're looking for a film that celebrates the many shades of a father's love. It's one of those movies that will make you laugh, tear up, and maybe even call your dad right after watching. So, if you're in the mood for a heartfelt Bollywood film that, with a fresh perspective on fatherhood, makes you happy and even emotional, Be Happy should be the one to check out. And now, we couldn't wrap up the music selection without another legendary song, also picked by none other than my dad, who at this point might just take over the whole show. But hey, I'll give him credit, because Heal the World by Michael Jackson is an absolute classic. So whether your dad is a philosopher, a comedian, or just the guy who steals your fries when you're not looking, this one's for them. Here's Heal the World.
Maybe try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
All right, that was Heal the World with Michael Jackson. And that was it for today's Father's Day special. Feel free to let me know what you think about the movie I recommended and also your thoughts about today's topic or in general about Daisy Vibes Only to the number 3311438923. And don't forget that you can always listen to past episode and today's special on our official website www.radioyulm.it. Thank you for tuning in. Your speaker Savi will meet you all next week at the same time only on Radio Yulm with Daisy Vibes Only, so stay tuned. Now go give your dad a hug, send him a message or dedicate a song to wish him today. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there from Daisy Vibes Only.